CNN's Cuomo rejects Biden call for unity, you should never forget how we got here. By Jeff Poor on November 7, 2020. Late Saturday following Joe Biden and Kamala Harris' addresses to the nation, CNN's Chris Cuomo and Don Lemon reacted to Biden's remarks, which included a pledge to unite us here at home. Cuomo seemed to dismiss Biden's tack, warning that we could return to the same place very quickly, which he indicated could mean another run for President Donald Trump. Partial transcript as follows. Cuomo, they are not abusing any tradition or any norm. That is all happening on the other side of the ball as it always has. And as I have reported all along and argued, this is a time where people must be remembered for what they did, what they said, what they did not do, and what they failed to say. Even tonight on our own air, people who were given all these pats on the back in the last couple of days for being a fair broker, even though they come from the right, still explaining away Donald Trump's position towards our democracy as, well, that's the way he is. No, there is good, and there is bad, and there is right, and there is wrong. Not everything is subjective. And just because somebody decides to do what is wrong doesn't mean it's a personal style choice. That's about how you match a tie and a handkerchief, not about how you decide to discuss Muslims or our democracy. And people have to remember how people acted during this time. What they said in the media, in the GOP, and yes, in the Democratic Party as well. And you should never forget how we got here because we can return to the same place very quickly. In fact, Donald Trump could run again. Lemon, in 2024. This should be an inflection point. Cuomo, it may be. Lemon, it could be. Cuomo, it could be if Biden makes good on what he said. He has to hear the people who didn't vote for him. Lemon, but you have to have cooperation with that. Cuomo, absolutely, but that takes us to another place. People have power. This election proves that. For all the money, all the special interests, all the media, all the deception, if people come out, they win. The winner of this election without question is the American public because they voted and participated in a way that will work for the winners and the losers. The winners have a mandate and the person they wanted. The losers have the ear of that same person. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.